Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Monday Show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I am Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Holy Bible. Please use the King James Version as I will help you to understand its meaning during the read-along. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. I am simply a person that likes to help others, including guiding the understanding of the language of the Bible and its social themes. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 29, verse 1. 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind, and His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled SHERLENESTEVENS, with no space in between, okay? Today is Day It Forward Day because of it being leap year. We have an extra 24 hours to do what we need to do. Tomorrow is the first day of March. And it's National Youth Art Month, Music in Our School Month, Women History Month, and National Nutrition Month, along with Irish American History Month. And it's Political Super Tuesday. For birthdays, we have the state of Ohio, Nebraska, and it's Justin Bieber and Harry Belafonte's birthday. It's also the beginning of my social theme, White Race Appreciation Month, along with our annual food fast, actually began this evening at sunset through March 25th sunset. And that's a time where we eliminate certain foods to be disciplined in our actions. And it keeps us more focused as well with disciplining our bodies and disciplining our thoughts and our minds. So for the food fast, we eliminate all sugars except for honey, maybe, all pea forms, the vegetable peas, all corn forms, all potato forms, whether it be white potatoes or sweet potatoes, all milk products, cheese, etc., pickles, let's see what else. And for yogurts, people who like yogurt were supposed to eliminate the high sugary count calorie yogurts. For more information about our annual food fast, you may go to my website of charleneonline.com and go to the Daily Viewpoint tab on the right-hand side of my family bonding portal to find out more information and other items to eliminate for our annual food fast. Now, for Wednesday, is Dr. Seuss and Daniel Craig's birthday. The character Dr. Seuss, I hope we're all reading much, especially in front of children, because reading is so important. I believe that you can't do any subjects without reading, whether it be math, science, technology, engineering. Thursday is National American Anthem Day. We remember Steve Bridges, Ronnie Montrose, and Bobby Rogers. And it's the state of Florida's birthday, along with Darnell Williams and Jessica Biel. Friday in theaters, Zootopia, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and London Has Fallen. For birthdays, we have the state of Vermont. Saturday, we remember Tina Marie and President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela. Sunday, we remember Sylvia Robinson, and it's D.L. Hughley and Rob Reiner's birthday. Peter Facinelli and Blonde Spot star Jamie Alexander called off their engagement after more than 3 years of dating, so let's keep them in prayer. Central Intelligence co-star Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart will host the MTV Movie Awards on April the 10th. Juliana Hough will not return as a judge for the 22nd season of Dancing with the Stars. Lynn Goodman, who took last season off, is coming back. Miguel surprised students with a performance of his hit Adorn for the talent show of his alma mater, Dana Middle School in San Pedro, California, on February 19th. Amy Adams is set to star in a TV series adaptation of Gillian Flynn's Dark Page Turner Sharp Objects. Emma Watson announced she will take off a year from acting to focus on feminism. Quote, I want to listen to as many different women in the world as I can, end quote, she told Paper Magazine. The Harry Potter star is currently an advocate for the United Nations He for She Gender Equality Initiative. Chris Hemsworth and his wife Elsa Pataky have put their Malibu mansion on the market for $6.5 million. They moved to Australia with their three children, so let's keep them in prayer. Due to production delays, Rihanna has postponed 8 dates on her 2016 Anti-Tour. Her first show was scheduled for February 26 in San Diego, but will now occur much later. Well, few days later, on March 12th, in Jacksonville, Florida. Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, and Kate McKinnon will star in the holiday comedy Office Christmas Party, out December the 9th. And that concludes our prayer box names. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrity entrepreneurs or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity. of the weekend or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. And we're still discussing within the Old Testaments, which is part of Judaism. 2 Chronicles chapter 29, beginning with verse 1. My audience, ready? Let's begin our read along. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. So he was the repairer of all the challenges that had taken place. And now he's repairing the house of the Lord. And he brought in the priests and the Levites and gathered them together into the east street and said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify now yourselves and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your fathers and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their backs. Also, they have shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. Wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now, it is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that ye should minister unto him and burn incense. Then the Levites arose, Mahath the son of Amaseah, and Joel the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merari, Kish the son of Abdeed, and Azariah the son of Jehaliel, and of the Gershonites, Joah, the son of Zima, and Eden, the son of Joah, and of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimri and Jeiel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah and Mattaniah, and of the sons of Heman, Jeiel and Shimei, and of the sons of Jeduthun, Shemaiah and Uziel. And they gathered their brethren, and sanctified themselves, and came, according to the commandment of the king, by the words of the Lord, to cleanse the house of the Lord. And the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they had found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. And the Levites took it to carry it out aboard into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month, eight is the biblical meaning of new beginnings, on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Lord. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. And in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end. So it took them an additional 8 more days, a total of 16 days, to complete the task of cleaning the house of the Lord. Then they went into Hezekiah the king and said, "We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, and the altar of burnt offerings with all the vessels thereof, and the shewbread table with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression, have we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of the Lord." Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Lord. And they brought 7 bullocks and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom. 7 is the biblical meaning of completion. Nothing needs to be added. It's complete. Its purpose is fulfilled. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Lord. So they killed the bullocks, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, very similar, pausing for a moment, in the New Testament, we will find that Jesus was crucified, killed, for all of the worlds, for God's people, God's chosen people, to relieve them of their sins so that they can have everlasting life with the Holy Trinity, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. So what we find in the Old Testament, we are learning about the prophecy. It was always a promise to the Jews that one day there will be a Messiah, that there will be a man, only begotten Son of God, that will come to save the entire body. So, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the he-goats, and for the sin offerings before the king and the congregation. And they laid their hands upon them, and the priests killed them. And they made reconciliation with their blood upon the altar to make an atonement for all of Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all of Israel. Very similar to the events that occurred in the New Testament of Jesus' crucifixion. Continuing, verse 25. And he set the Levites in the house of the Lord with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, according to the commandment of David and of Gad, the king's seer, or overseer, and Nathan the prophet, Again, the prophets are the ones who kind of gave policy of what God wanted, not political policies and rules, but just instructions of God in the way that the ministers should go and the people should go. They were not political rulers. They were not really even spiritual rulers or leaders. They were people who advised the spiritual leader, the ministers, the apostles, etc. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. And Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began also with the trumpets and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded. And all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. So, pausing for a moment, did we have singing back in the day? Yes. And the house of the Lord has now been repaired, and so they're singing, they're worshiping, music, instrumental music was playing as well. And all of this continued until. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Pausing for a moment, sometimes the political leaders, the pharaohs, the kings, the queens, did not believe in the God that we believe. And so they would not participate in religious settings, religious buildings, religious traditions and religious activities, such as worshiping or singing or writing psalms or writing scriptures. Moreover, Hezekiah, the king, and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David and of Asaph, the overseer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered and said, "Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto the Lord. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of the Lord." Pausing for a moment, today's house of the Lord is the church, the Christian church, or religious settings. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offerings. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation bought was 70 bullocks, and 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering to the Lord. And the consecrated things were 600. Six is the biblical meaning of man. 600 oxen and 3,000. The priests were too few. Huh, really? Pausing for a moment. Really? The priests were too few, even back in the day? And this was the new body of God's people, God's chosen people. And he had too few priests way back then so that they could not flay all the burnt offerings. Wherefore, their brethren, the Levites, did help them till the work was ended and until the other priests had sanctified themselves, for the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. How about that? Pausing for a moment, there were people that were more sanctified, had more grace, had more compassion than the actual priest back in the day. Back in the day or today. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set the service of the house of the Lord was set in order, and Hezekiah rejoiced and all the people that God had prepared the people, for the thing was done. How was it done? Suddenly. Pausing for a moment, what does that mean? It just happened suddenly. Everything changed. Everything within the community, the culture, all of the curses, all of the evilness, all of the darkness that was surrounding the communities, suddenly God changed it all. And we'll continue with our discussion with chapter 30 next time. I know that we're learning much. Let's give praise, because he says continue to praise until Jesus comes again. Amen. Jot down any questions that you have, that you may have, an email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends if you are a new reader of the Holy Bible. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at charleneonline.com. Again, we're participating in our annual food fast. Okay? May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.